Well, I think it should be regarded as a hate crime. We've had effigies of the Pope and effigies of priests put on such bonfires. And I think that in the climate that we're in at the moment, where we have concerns being expressed by the people of Ireland across the 32 counties about the welfare of the peace process and the political process, it's crucially important that political unionism comes out and condemns this. We've had racism, sectarianism, this is sexism, as well as that, because Anna Lowe and myself, and I think it's an insult to the 160,000 people in the north that voted for me and when I topped the polls as Sinn Féin MEP.
On the flip side, we saw a different side to this situation where we had the Orange Order calling for Michael D. Higgins, the president of the country, to come and address the march next year or the year after. And then just a few short miles away, it seems to be something quite the opposite.
Well, this is it. And what you need is consistency in this approach. And what we really need is for people and political units and political leadership to be shown and to embrace what Hath had put on the table around the opportunities that are there for us all and the need for genuine discussions about reconciliation. You know, we also have a situation where some of these bonfires receive community relations funding. I think that issue needs to be addressed and needs to be looked at, because there's a lot of concern in our society about where we're at the moment with our peace process, our political process. We're on a downward spiral.